case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast.
You just missed my great opera singing.
You really did. It was really... I haven't done it since my voice broke, but I used to be really good at opera singing.
Give it a go.
Singing.
Give it a go. Here we go.
Ave Maria.
It's really good. Hey, yeah. Do you want me to harmonize with you?
Yeah, okay, ready?
You start.
Ave Maria.
I'm so off the key. I feel like because you're already high, I need to go higher and
breaking gender stereotype roles here.
You're doing the high, you're doing the soprano and I'll jump in with the alto.
Yeah.
Did you do choir at school?
I did, yeah.
Me too.
My mum was the choir teacher.
Ours was called vocal group though. We weren't allowed to be choir because I feel like choir might be reserved for like churchy kind of settings. I'm not sure. Right. Oh, but then there's like the Australian Youth Choir and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. We could talk, note for tomorrow for a good topic to get people's calls on. My friend, she was in the Australian Youth Choir and she didn't want, they said, oh, we've got to film this ad kind of thing. And she was like, oh, no, I don't really want to go to this thing. It was the Qantas ad. She could have been in there. Still call Australia. She could have been in there and she turned and she didn't go.
That's
what did
iconic.
You miss out on?
Iconic. What did you? Yeah. What
did you turn down by accident?
Yeah.
Because you hear all these stories about actors as well who turn down these roles, being like, "Nah, it's not going to take off."
Mm.
And then it turns out to be like a huge role.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, that would be an interesting one. Today on the show, though, we had two phoners. Got two people on.
Annoying.
Yeah, we had what streak did you lose after a guy on Xbox lost a streak,
mm-hmm.
which he would have been devastated for. And also, another phoner we did was creepy things in your house.
Yes.
A girl that found some creepy little code
drawing
map
code
thing
in her house.
Yeah, it was really
do 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 do. Lots of fun. What did you do on the weekend? We like half talked about it. You had your parents here.
Parents are here. I mean, they're at time of recording, they're still here. They're probably going to leave about midday today. We also spoke about how to fall asleep in 60 seconds. Doesn't really work.
Well, I feel
not
like
in
it
this
needs
setting
to be in
anyway.
I feel like it needs to happen when you're in bed trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Not when you're sitting up in a radio studio with lights on you.
After just woken up. We also had...
my microphone break like so many times.
Oh my God.
Look, if you don't follow us on Instagram, go over there and have a look because you'll see what I dealt with this morning.
Yeah. We also had a breakthrough bunny mystery new update.
Yes, we got Chris on the phone and we are going to go on a bit of an investigation. We have narrowed it down to today's goal is to search the basement.
Yeah.
Which is quite a scary place. There is a lot of weird and wacky things in there and I don't know what I'm going to find, but hopefully it's a bunny.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it is a bunny. All of that and so much more coming up on the podcast. Enjoy. We're going to keep this one tight and bright.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff to do.
So we will be back tomorrow and enjoy.
How fun. I don't have to write any more scripts.
That's so good.
What is that? If I could swear I would. I'm a fit.
It's very exciting. Wow, look at this number. Do you reckon that's a scam?
Can I answer it? Give it here.
No, the number is 0857907443.
I want to answer it.
Put on speaker as well, would you? Did it hang up?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't get there in time.
Damn, you can't give my bank details to someone in Nigeria.
I thought that would have been fun.
No idea.
You know what I could
is.
Have done back to... Because I can do a good phone hold voice. I could have like...
Done hold back
I
to them.
I could make them be on
please hold.
Be like, thank you for calling Joshua. He will be with you very shortly.
The
please hold. And then you do the hold music. You'd be like,
hello,
are you still there?
That could be the
Joshua
hold music.
Is still not available. Please hold. And then we just
my
go
neck.
Back.
My back. That can be the hold music.
Okay.
There's some hold in this house. There's some hold. Do some mum.
Hello. No, he's still not available. Can I please take a message? I don't know why I've gone to American because I do Australian hold messages as well.
Yeah. No. Well.
You're a valued and important customer of ours. Please hold and we will get to you shortly.
There was still a little.
I know.
There was still a little American
twang. I literally get paid to do these sometimes, yeah. And I can't do it right now.
So we want an Australian voiceover. Hey, howdy. How's it going?
Howdy, neighborino.
Yeah. Okay, well, you got to get out of here.
Okay, maybe the telemarketer will call tomorrow.
Maybe he'll call back. I really want to chat to him, see how he's going. We'll see
ask
you tomorrow.
Ask him about his life.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat. It's Josh and Maddie here this morning on your Monday.
Hello. How was your weekend? What'd you do?
Not a lot. We just hung out with the fam. Mum and Dad, both workers, I found out over the weekend. Mum's more of like, I'll cook you some meals, I'll tidy the house. Dad's like, oh, do you need that door fixed? I'll fix the door.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, it is really good.
That's always fun. No baby home?
No baby home sometime this week.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime this week. That's scary.
Well, we thought it was going to be yesterday, so.
We did, yeah. A couple of things happened where she had to... We tried a bottle feed.
Yeah.
And she didn't take the bottle feed, so we had to do like a tube feed, which kind of put us back a bit, but sometime this week.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed. It's very exciting.
Yes.
Are your parents going to stay until she comes home?
No, they're going to head home today.
Oh.
They've got stuff to do.
Bye, Louise.
This week. Bye. Bye, Louise and Greg.
I got to see you.
Yeah.
I really did it. Yesterday, I went to Melbourne for the whole entire day.
Really?
We were on the train at 6:30.
A.M.?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And
okay.
We didn't get back until about 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, wow. That is a whole day.
It was a long day. I didn't get us lost once.
That's
which
good.
For me, it's pretty good because I have a terrible sense of direction and I am notorious for getting on trams that are going the wrong way. So
fair enough.
The fact that I managed to navigate us to Southern Cross, which is easy, but we had to get a bus in the middle of it because train works and stuff like that. Then I got us all the way from Southern Cross to Ascot Vale, which is quite a way away, on a tram. Didn't get lost.
You wanted to go there?
Yeah, we were having breakfast with our friends. So the plan was we're going down to the basketball game, the United v Phoenix, which was lots of fun. And because one of our friends back in South Australia, she is a dancer in Melbourne and she dances at the United game. So we're like, oh, we'll go see her. And then we caught up with her and her sister for breakfast and it was lots of fun. So we went out all the way to Ascot Vale for breakfast and then we came back into the city, wandered around for a little bit, went to Culture Kings, you know, it was all cool. And so I did not fit in there at all.
No, neither
any way,
do I.
Shape, or form. Greg's does. That's where he buys all his clothes, but he was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
He loved it in there.
Yeah.
And then we ended up at the basketball. And one thing that they have there that you can get here at the Ballarat Basketball is those hand clapper things.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just a plastic hand that has like one stationary one in the middle and then two on the outside that just bang back and forth and make a very loud, annoying sound.
Yeah.
Which is great. Love that. Makes lots of noise. It's fun for a basketball game. But sometimes with them, they can be a bit flimsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting. Greeks was going hard with the hand clapper. He was in his own world yesterday, just really shaking it.
Passionate.
He was getting right into it.
Yeah.
And I was seeing him do this, and I turned to him at one point. I said, you are going to break that because he was shaking it too viciously for it to handle.
Yeah.
And so, I was like, you're going to break it, you're going to break it. And he's like, oh, I'll be fine. Fast forward to the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He was shaking it viciously. It broke. Mm. And as it broke, one of the hands came off.
Yeah.
So, like, the clip that was holding it broke and the hand flew off and hit a kid.
So he slapped someone.
So he essentially slapped a kid in the face. And I wasn't really paying attention. And then he talked to me about it afterwards. He's like, yeah, so it flew off, hit the kid in the face, and the dad turned around and was like, oi! And Greg's was like fully ready to be like, I'm so sorry. But the dad, like, they just laughed a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what could you do? He was so into the game. Yeah. And the hand just went flying off and just happened to hit the kid.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, yeah, it wasn't, he wasn't doing it on purpose.
Or was he? No, okay, he wasn't.
I don't think so.
He likes kids. And then one thing, so we've been talking about how I'm really clucky at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
We went into Culture Kings and he saw the toddler version of Culture Kings clothes.
Oh,
and he's like, he picked up a pair of pants that he owns in baby form and he just looked at me and he's like, oh, my God, I need it. And I was like, cool. Now we're ready to go. We're ready to roll.
Culture Kings is the thing that put him over the line.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's good. Well done. Well, make sure Greeks doesn't go around hitting kids anymore.
I will. Well, he's going to be having his own soon, apparently, because he's seen the pants at Culture Kings.
Yeah, fair enough.
Maddie, I made a very similar mistake to one you made mere weeks ago.
I'm maybe curious like 2 weeks ago. What this is, because as I've said, I'd make a lot of mistakes, but you learn from them, so it's fine.
Exactly. I should have learned from this mistake, but I didn't. It was a heat-of-the-moment decision. Sunday morning, parents are down. It was kind of going to be like their last morning that we could hang out together and like be together as a family. Eden, myself, mum and dad. And someone suggested, I don't know who it was, we should go for breakfast.
Lovely.
We should go out to a cafe. We'd go out and find a table, get breakfast.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was like, that's great. I feel like bacon
eggs.
I like breakfast. I did not realize. Well, I realized after about 10 minutes of walking around the demand of tables in Ballarat on a Sunday morning around 10:30, 11 o'clock, that brunch is such a big thing here.
Yeah, you're not the only one that likes breakfast.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Because I made this mistake the other day, but this was on Mother's Day, so I thought it must have been like a thing because it's a very, like...
Apparently not.
It's a normal thing to go out for breakfast on Mother's Day, but it's an every Sunday thing,
Sunday thing. We walked around for maybe 20 minutes. We, parked on... Lucky we got a park, really, on Doveton Street. We walked around, walked up and down Doveton Street, went into Cafe Lecker. Sorry, no tables for about 15 minutes. We thought, all right. Went down the alleyway to Hydrant. Sorry, no tables for 10 to 15 minutes. We went, do we wait or do we go for a walk? Mum was like, let's just go for a walk, see if something happens. So we walked up Sturt Street, went up to, like, High Society, and Europa, all the way up to Golden City. No tables. We thought, let's go back. Surely it's been like 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. We'll go back to Cafe Lecker. I walk in. My parents and Eden said, we'll stay out here because, you know, we don't want to go inside. I was great. I walked in and the lady said, oh, you're back. Because I went in and said, oh, have you got any tables? She said, no. And I went in about 10, 15 minutes later. She went, oh, you're back. And I said, yeah. And she goes, we've got this table just leaving. I said, great. At this point, I didn't realise that Dad had walked down the alleyway to Hydrant and done the same thing. And I called Eden and said, look, I've got a table in Cafe Lecker. Eden said, your dad's got a table at Hydrant.
Oh, and then you've got the awkward decision.
And I went, what do you mean?
Who do you let down?
What do you mean? And Eden's like, your mum's already halfway down the alleyway. And I'm like, this lady's just like given me this table. And Eden's like, well, I'm going down the alleyway. And I'm like, I'm not going to have breakfast on my own on a 4-seater table. So I had to get up out of this table that people were standing like next to waiting for a table.
Yeah.
So I had to get up out of this table and I said to the lady that helped me out, I was like, thank you so much for getting me that table. I got to leave now.
Did you tell her why?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I said, my dad has just got a table somewhere else. Thank you so much, though. You can give that table away. She went, oh, that's fine. Literally a second after I got up, there were people in that table. It's crazy. And then we walked down to Hydrant. We got a table there. They cleaned a table up for us. Had a great breakfast. Yummy as. They do this thing at Hydrant where it's like a brekkie...
Like a
brekkie board.
Oh, yes.
With like a croissant. It's like a lovely almond croissant. There's some oats with almond milk.
Yum.
And it's like 5 or 6 different breakfasts on one plate.
Which is what you need sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had one of those somewhere else, but I've also had the Italian dinner version where I had a pasta tasting plate and it was amazing.
Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it?
But I think we've all learnt from the experience between the two of us. If we can't learn from each other's mistakes, everyone else should learn from us.
Shocked me was the fact that we got 2 tables at the same time. I wasn't expecting to get 1 table, but it's just the Arthur way, you know, we can persuade ourselves into anywhere.
I think it's also just a rule of thumb that everyone should just book because that luck is going to run out at some point.
Some places, actually, we went to a couple of cafes. They said, oh, sorry, we said, could we book one for like 15 minutes time? Mm. And they said, no, we can't do bookings because there's people around. So, you know, you just got to try your luck and
hope for the best.
Hope for the best. Sorry, guys, we gotta stop the show for a second.
My finger is stuck in the microphone. I know that sounds weird. Oh, okay, I got it out. Broke on me again.
Maddie's microphone's just come off the holder again.
I think there's a whole screw missing.
There's definitely
a screw loose this morning.
A second before we go on air, that the microphone falls off the holder.
I didn't even grab the microphone. I grabbed the stand to pull it towards me, and just from me doing that, the whole time microphone came off, and I got needles on Friday, and my arms are really sore.
Oh, you did
too. I got my flu vax and stuff. This is going to be, oh my God, this thing is so broken.
You're just going to have to.
It's not, look at this. We'll film it and put it on our story in a second. But I literally can't, like, I'm bending this down and it goes straight back up. So I can't even,
it's
move it towards
it's pretty,
me.
It's pretty stuffed there.
Anyways. Before my microphone broke.
We'll carry on. You just have to do handheld while I talk about this. Have you ever had to go and get some legal advice about something?
No, but I've been very close to.
Yeah.
But I haven't had to do action on it.
Right, okay. Well,
I know it's expensive.
It is. Law advice can be expensive. Like a consultation can be like $100. Anyway, what's happening this week in Victoria, it's Victorian Law Week. If you want more info on this, lawweek.net.au, head to that website and you can actually get free legal advice with different events on different topics over the week. One thing, there's a couple happening in Ballarat. There's Lawyers in the Library. That event there is going to be all about the family violence. That type of stuff. Also, this one could be an interesting one for parents. What the one happening at the Seminar Theatre at the Ballarat Technology Park on Lydiard Street, there's an information session happening about cyberbullying, sexting, consent and online gambling for children.
That's the thing. Like, because I know children, people probably like their mind goes to like 8-year-olds and stuff. But they have phones.
Exactly.
They have access to the internet. And sometimes as much as teachers and parents and stuff want to talk to kids about this stuff, they don't always know where they stand and what they can and can't do. And especially for the kids as well. If I was a kid and had a chat with a lawyer about stuff, whatever it was, I'd be like, okay, this is serious now.
Yeah, exactly. If you have a child 12 years or older, this session for parents and carers and a panel of professionals will explore what laws say that cyberbullying, sexting and the age of consent and online gambling, learn tips for keeping your kids safe online, which I think is invaluable for a lot of parents these days, and you can ask questions as well and have your questions answered. You can hear from professionals from the Ballarat Grampians Community Legal Service, Child and Family Services, Ballarat Community Health and Centre Against Sexual Assault and Victoria Police as well.
And it's all free.
It's all free.
That's a really good one.
What we're going to do is book online.
Yeah, even like for us, I know that we're not like, well, yes, you have a child, but you don't have a kid that's like in school or anything
yet. No, this
is
a few years away for me.
But technology is changing. I feel like I can't even keep up with it.
Yeah.
And I know like looking at my parents, they struggle to keep up with it.
Mm.
And especially while I was going through school, there was all these different apps and things coming out that my parents had no idea existed and stuff like that. And I was very, very safe online growing up as a child.
Yeah.
But these days you never know when people act completely different. So I think it'd be really good for parents to just get a good kind of grasp on what's going on in the world and how they can do things to help.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of these events are happening today. It starts today and goes until the 23rd of May. That one, the information for parents and carers on cyberbullying, sexting and et cetera, is happening today at 5:30 and 7 p.m. at the Seminar Theatre, Ballarat Technology Park. A lot of the events are online, so if you can't get out or don't want to go out, you can just head to lawweek.net.au for more info. Maddie having trouble juggling headphones, putting headphones on and also holding a microphone.
Oh, still, it's not working. I don't understand. I'm looking at the screw that's meant to hold. In case you missed it, my microphone is broken. And go look on our Insta story if you really want to see the annoyance that it is. but I'm just looking at the tiny screw that's meant to hold this microphone. And it is tiny.
It's like a half a centimetre of like
screw. And this microphone is very heavy.
Yeah.
Like my arms are getting sore just holding it. And I go to the gym.
Surely we can. Can you like.
You're trying to get a little tripod.
Could you like lean it on that somehow?
I feel like this is going to be too tall now.
You can adjust it.
Hang on. I'll just hold it.
It's going to be really tall.
God.
This show is falling
apart. This Monday, I tell you, I'm going to go home soon.
The show is falling apart. Streaks, Maddie. We're talking streaks this morning.
Yes, not nudie streaks.
No.
Different kind of streaks.
Yeah.
Because a guy, I didn't know this was a thing. You played Xbox growing up.
Were you an Xbox
or a PlayStation boy?
I'm very disloyal. I don't have any loyalty. I've been both, but I started as Xbox.
Okay, fair enough. Well, there's a thing on Xbox called Game Score.
Right.
And I think it's to do with like how many hours you play and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you can do like achievement hunting, so it gives you like prizes. I don't think it's like necessarily prizes, but fake trophies for doing stuff. Well, this one guy called Ray, he held the top spot on this Game Score for 11 years.
Wow.
With over like 1.5 million, I presume, hours or something played, which is a lot.
That's like a whole lifetime.
Yeah, so 11 years he held the top spot.
Yeah.
And he thought nothing's going to stop this reign, you know, top of the game. Something did stop it.
Oh, no.
He got married.
Oh, no.
And so he actually got married about 4 years ago. And they've recently, like, just looked back into what's happening. And he's no longer in the top spot.
Okay.
Because obviously he spends more time with his wife now than playing on the Xbox.
As he should.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So he does still play. He's still in the top 10. So he hasn't just stopped completely from getting married, but obviously a lot less time than what he used to do.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking. He held this record for 11 years.
Yeah, that's a long
time. And it's a streak as well. Like, he didn't just set it and then no one else could beat it.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a streak on something.
Mm.
I know, like, Snapchat streaks are a thing. And, like, the kids these days, we're just talking about social media, like, just send random photos. They're, like, doing streaks.
Yes, yeah, keeping up with streaks.
Streaks time. But it did get me thinking because I had a streak on something that I lost, and it was a devastating day. And this is very embarrassing, but I had a streak on Candy Crush of how many days in a row I played.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess how many days?
423.
Keep going.
Oh, no. Maddie.
Keep going.
1,000.
Keep going.
Oh, no. 2,000.
No, not that much.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I think when it stopped, I had hit about 1,500 days in a row on Candy Crush.
That's like 4 years.
Yeah, I didn't play it every day. I had the streak mindset. And so I'd just open the app so I would get the streak thing.
Right.
And you know what day it was that caused the streak to stop? And this is what I'm most salty about when this happened, was when me and my ex broke up because he was too busy trying to kick me out of my house that I couldn't open Candy Crush.
Just give me one second,
babe. Not only did I lose a lot of stuff during that whole entire breakup period, but I lost my 1,500-day Candy Crush streak. This streak I had gone overseas with.
Oh,
I went to America for like a month and I still kept up my Candy Crush streak.
Really?
It was really bad.
The Empire State's building's great, but let me just open Candy Crush.
But got me thinking, if we open this up, 533-1031, what streak did you lose?
Yeah, surely there's
Can
streaks
you get
out
close
there.
To 1,500? Or is there something else? Did you have a streak of every day you would do a certain thing? Maybe one streak I would like to hear from, working days in a row.
Yes.
Did you not take a sickie for, like, years?
You know what? Now that you remind me of that, I'll tell you my streak next when we do some callers, but mine is really sad.
Oh, it's sadder than 1,500 days on Candy Crush?
It could be on par. I mean, it's less, but it could be on par.
Okay.
my streak, I think, could be of equal sadness, but not as long. Because my streak, at the end of each school year, we have an awards day.
Mm.
You know, you get different awards for academic purposes and, you know, for being good and all this sort of stuff. There was one award that for some reason everyone wanted to get, but if you did get it, you were kind of ridiculed, and that was the 100% attendance award. And I got that.
Every year?
No, for 1 year.
Oh, it's for just 1 year.
Just 1 year, I got it.
Every day of school.
Every single day of school. I think it was year 12, actually. It was my year 12 year because...
Oh, year 12's quite impressive.
Year 12, 100% attendance. That was my streak, okay? 1 year, and I didn't have a heap of days off each year. Like, I would maybe only have 1 or 2 days off each year. But you know, getting 100% attendance was, you know, the dorky thing to do, I reckon.
Do you reckon that you could show that to, like, an employer these days if they're, like, umming and ahhing and being like, oh, I don't want to get, like, people that pull, like, have sick days and stuff like that, and you just be like, here's my certificate.
I have a medal.
Showing that I will show up to work.
That's right. My mum and dad brought it down when they brought all that childhood junk down.
Are you going to frame it?
Yeah, I'll put it up. I'll put it on my LinkedIn.
Maybe you can try and strive for your child to win the same award.
Mm. I'm like, Esther, one day you'll have this little piece of cheap
metal. I'm picturing,
metal.
Like, the the speech from Lion King standing over the pride lines, like, one day
this will be
all
yours.
Yours if you attend school every day.
100% attendance, my friend. Yeah, anyway. I don't know about you, but last night I really struggled to get to sleep. I don't know what it was, you know, stress about Esther coming home or, you know, worries with Eden or just my parents being in town. I don't know. Or I just wasn't that tired. I don't really know. But I read an article over the weekend that says this method will help you get to sleep in 60 seconds. Now, isn't that a headline?
Oh, that's a claim. I can sleep quite easily. I'm okay. One of those people that can just head on the pillow, fall asleep. Because, fun fact, I'm always tired.
Yeah.
But
How long do you think it takes you to get to sleep?
Last night it took me 3 minutes.
So you actually know.
Oh, well, that's like just a guess. No, the way I knew that is because I listened to a podcast to fall asleep. Mm. And I
and you
always,
got 3 minutes in.
I got 3 minutes in.
Wow, must be a great podcast.
It is, actually. So I have to just, every night, I just keep going back to where I... It takes me like a week to get through a podcast.
Yeah, it sounds great. This magic method, it's been called, is supposed to help you go to sleep in under a minute. So although you can do exercise in any position, sit with your back straight and while learning the exercise, place the tip of your tongue against the ridge. Shall we do this?
So I can do it. So
you do it, okay.
So I got to sit up straight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
Bad posture. Okay.
Okay. All right. Place the tip of your tongue against the ridge of tissue just behind your upper front teeth.
That feels weird, but yep.
Yep. Keep it there throughout the exercise. You will be exhaling through your mouth, around your tongue. Pursing. Oh, my God. Pursing your lips slightly. It'll seem awkward, but just go with it, okay?
I feel very awkward right now.
Okay, so I think it's the 4-7-8 method. Don't know if you've heard of this. So what are you going to do? Is exhale completely through your mouth.
For four?
No, just exhale, get all the air out. Exhale completely through your mouth, making a swoosh sound.
Oh.
Close your mouth and inhale quietly through your nose to a mental count of four. Hold your breath for a count of seven. Exhale completely through your mouth, making a swoosh sound to a count of eight. This is one breath, okay? You've got to do this 3 to 4 times.
This is great radio.
Mind you, we do have lights on. We've got a TV on.
Shh. Well, it says that you can fall asleep in a minute. It shouldn't matter.
Well, I'm assuming you've got to have...
I'm not counting. That's too much effort to count.
Well, maybe your brain gets so bored that you fall asleep.
Possibly. I've done two.
You are definitely not going to fall asleep.
I think if I really tried, I'll give it a try tonight. If I'm struggling to fall asleep tonight, I will give it a go.
Okay. I might see if I can teach Esther so she falls asleep and never wakes up.
Because your child is definitely not going to know how to count.
Yeah. I'll be like, Esther, just count to four. She'll be like, yeah.
You know that I'm a big fan of the apps of food ordering.
Yes.
Because it makes it so much easier to customise things without getting judged by the person taking your order.
Yeah, 100%. You just get judged by the other people who are in the room with you at the time.
Yes.
If you're with other people.
Or the people making it, but then they can't say anything. And it's great.
Yeah.
But with this obviously comes all these new hacks and stuff like that. I know on KFC they've got like the secret menu hacks where you like pull down the screen and you can go from there or you can add or change things. And obviously all the other places have these as well.
Yeah.
And someone has put together a list of Macca's hacks.
Okay.
And some of these sound good. Some of these are already happened and became regular items, so they're not really a hack anymore. But some of them I very much wanted to discuss with you this morning.
Okay, so you're saying some of them sound good on paper.
Yeah, I'm going to read them out to you and I want you to give me either a hot or not.
Okay.
So we're doing Macca's hack hot or not this morning.
Okay. No
Are
worry.
You ready to go? Should we put on some little fun thinking music to get us in the mood?
Sure. Because
this is what you think of when you think of Macca's. Alrighty, number one. I like the sound of this one.
Okay.
So, hear me out. Mm. Nuggets in a quarter pounder with sweet and sour sauce on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
Oh,
you're up for that one?
Yeah, I'd go that.
Okay, they've got a photo of it as well, which looks amazing.
Mm.
All right, next one. A double quarter pounder, no pickles, add lettuce, tomato, bacon and Big Mac sauce.
I think it's too much. Yeah, I think that's overboard a bit, yeah.
Okay, if you think that one's too much.
Get ready.
Yes. A triple cheeseburger without buns and pickles. Add two hash browns as the buns, extra sauce and extra mustard.
Yep. Anything so hash brown.
That was not too much.
But I feel like the one before, it doesn't really make sense. It's just a mix mash of like lettuce and all that. Like what?
Okay.
But this, with the hash browns, it makes more sense to me personally.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
This one. Hot cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Get a hash brown and a soft serve and obviously maple syrup as well. Yeah. Put them all in together. Ultimate comfort food.
Oh, 100%.
So hotcakes, hash brown, ice cream, put maple syrup on it.
Yep.
Good to go. You're up for that?
Maple, 100%.
Maple syrup and hash brown.
Oh, my gosh. I've never thought of that, but now thinking about it, sounds amazing.
Okay, you've gone for that one.
Yeah.
All right, this one.
Yeah.
A McCafe cappuccino with a squirt of caramel sundae topping, not the caramel coffee syrup.
Mm, I don't know. Sounds interesting.
Would you get it?
I'd give it a crack,
Okay, fair enough. All right, we're going to go down to, well, I think we're getting to, like, obviously you can get, like, affogatos. A lot of people suggested replacing the beef patties on a Big Mac with chicken. They did that.
They've already done that.
They've done that.
That's old news.
We're looking for fun, exciting ones, which is what I have found, of course.
Yeah.
An Oreo McFlurry on a hash brown.
Yeah, I'll give it a crack. Why not?
It looks disgusting.
Does it?
It looks so odd.
I'll give it a crack.
Just picture an Oreo McFlurry on a hash brown.
Can you do these, like, can you, like, go in? I mean, you can do this on the app, can you?
Well, I think you're going to have to order them separately and then you, like, place them together.
I'll put them together. So this is DIY construction.
Yeah, this one will be, they could probably do it for you if you write it properly or ask them. This is called the Fish Mac.
Big
Mac.
Nah.
With fish patties instead of beef.
Nah.
That's where you draw the line.
Not a fan of the fish. Not a fan of fish. I mean, I like fish, but I just can't. I just can't.
I kind of want to try it.
Are you a fish person? Did your mic just almost fall off again?
Yes, it did. I kind of want to try the Fish Mac. Is that controversial of me?
No. Surely they've done that before.
Because I know that's a sore point for people.
Surely they've done that before.
Because they've done the chicken Big Mac.
Yeah,
we've got to do the Fish Mac.
The Fish Mac.
I just like the name of it. It sounds better.
Yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Anyways, if you have any Macca's hacks, hit us up on Facebook. We could maybe go try some of them.
Yeah, we'd love to hear. We'd love to hear it.
Maybe you got something even weirder than that.
Maybe like sweet and sour sauce on a McFlurry.
You can go do that one. I'll stick to the Fish Mac.
Yes.
I feel that with the rise of horror movies in the past couple of years, everyone's super in touch with, you know, anything that might happen to them, being like, it's a ghost, it's this, it's this demon, it's blah, blah, blah.
It's a spirit.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone else doesn't help either, because that's if you weren't thinking at, someone else is and tells you it.
Okay.
So I want to get a little bit creepy here for a second.
All right.
A girl named Angelica, great name.
Yeah.
Can only think of the Rugrats Angelica. So just picture that. She has shared on TikTok some pretty creepy things at her house.
Okay.
So she just got a new little kitten, very cute, and they couldn't find her one afternoon, which happens when you get new pets. They just find little spots in the house and it's under the couch and things like that.
Yeah.
They couldn't find her and they ended up looking, I don't know how they discovered this, but in their kitchen, you know, like underneath the benches and the cupboards, there's like a skirting board kind of.
Yeah.
They would somehow look down there and there was a hole in their skirting board that they had never noticed before that went underneath the counter and underneath the cupboards, and the cat was in there. And they're like, that's weird. Okay, whatevs.
Mm.
And don't know what intrigued her to do this, because it was the last thing I would do. She wanted to know what was in the hole apart from her cat. So she decided to put her phone, she had a Samsung, put it on the wide angle filming and slip her phone into this hole with the light on and just film what's in there, pull it out and have a look. Inside this hole, stupid idea, right?
I thought, well, the one worst thing she could have done is if she was like, I'll just stick my arm in there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she put the phone in. Anyway, what did she find?
She found this weird, most creepy looking drawing that you would have ever seen in your life. It was these like demonic looking stick figures. One looks like a weird savage turtle thing. It actually does look really, really creepy. And so obviously she posted this onto the internet and everyone is like, get out.
Get out of that house.
Don't want to be in there.
That's crazy.
And someone said, this is how a horror movie starts.
Yeah. They find a map and then things start going wrong and they got to decipher the code.
Yeah. It's very creepy. But this happens in real life. Creepy things happen in houses that you move into. Yeah. The last house I lived in, which my partner owns, I believe is haunted.
Uh-huh.
There was this one corner. So our bedroom, we had what's called a Jack and Jill bathroom, which is when you've got two entrances. Mm. So you could go in from the bedroom or from the normal hallway. And next to us, so it went the bedroom and then there was the little tiled area that went into our own toilet and then went into the main bathroom.
Mm.
And for some reason, always in that corner, when we got Molly, she would growl and bark and stare at this corner like you have never seen before. Like, she just only gets phased by real things.
Yeah.
And she was going off more than once at this corner and just couldn't fathom it.
Mm.
And she would bark and growl and, like, there's nothing there. And then there was a time that I was in the shower and the door was open and I swear someone walked past and went into that toilet, the one that Molly was growling at, and I was done. And
Greg, sell the house. We're going.
And then we moved here.
Oh, my goodness.
But, and I feel like it follows Greg's around because the last house he lived in was apparently haunted as well. It was an old church.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
Which is quite creepy. But he was awake one night and he was the only one home. He came out in the morning. Every drawer in the kitchen was open. They heard footsteps. They tried to record it one night. So they set up his DJ equipment and put it into record mode. And the whole entire thing stopped working. They couldn't record it. His housemate got violently shook one night. 533-1031.
Oh, my God.
Creepy things in your house.
That's so scary.
Give us a call. We'll put the creepy music on for you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Vent terrifying. your scariness with us.
Yeah, 533-1031. I don't know if I want to hear these stories.
I kind of do because it might make me feel better, but maybe not at the same time, knowing that there's stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
Creepy stories.
All right, give us a call. I'll see how I go.
533-1031's the number. Crystal from Lucas, what's your creepy house story?
Okay, so it actually wasn't me, it was my family. They moved into my auntie's house, which her husband had actually passed away in, right? And they started, we had a little baby piano upstairs when I was young, and they started to hear this little baby kid piano playing all the time. And one day they actually went up to the piano to see what was going on, and it had no batteries in it.
Oh my gosh.
Burn the house.
Yeah, all sorts of creepy stuff used to happen as well. I used to hear, you know, like footsteps walking up the staircase and all sorts of weird stuff. So I'm glad I was too young to remember it.
Are they still in that house?
No, nah.
Okay,
good.
Okay.
Good.
What a great intro.
Thank you. I made that one this morning at 5 a.m. it's called On Top of the World, the way we're going to give these tickets away.
Okay.
Obviously,
right.
At Eureka Skydeck, you feel like you're on top of the world. You can see Melbourne. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I thought a fun way to give these tickets away would be for us to fly, imaginably, to somewhere else in the world.
Okay.
Somewhere to be on top of the world. And maybe we'll set the scene and we can give some clues as to where we might be. Then you've got to call 533-1031 and tell us, where on top of the world are we?
Okay. So we just...
It's a specific location that we will be each day.
Okay. So we're doing one today, are we?
Yes. Let's fly there now, shall we?
Okay. Let's go there.
Oh, I can see some water.
Wow, it's real busy.
It is very... I can see some yellow cars. A lot of yellow cars.
A lot of yellow
around.
Cars, yeah.
Oh, but there's... Yeah, a lot of water. I can see some tall buildings.
Okay.
We're back into Ballarat.
We're back into Ballarat.
I need to get a plane sound effect. I've just realised that.
Yeah, yeah.
5331031. If you think you know where on top of the world we just were.
Yeah, we were above everything.
Yes. Give us a call. The exact point in the world that we were on top of.
5331031. Give us a call. Where in the world were we? We were over something, and you could score yourself Eureka Skydeck tickets celebrating 14 years with $14 tickets on sale now until 26th of May at birthday14.eurekaskydeck.com.au. If you want to get free tickets, give us a call right now. Let's see who's on the phone and get some guesses.
Sue from Miner's Rest, we have a family pass to Eureka Skydeck to give away. You just got to tell us where on top of the world we are. Do you have an idea where we might be?
I was hoping you were up the Empire State Building.
Oh, you're close.
Close.
But we're not on top of the Empire State Building. Sorry, Sue.
No worries. Thank you.
No worries, bye.
Shay from Miner's Rest. Sue thought we were on top of the Empire State Building, which wasn't correct. Where do you think we are?
Oh, damn. New York.
Well, we are in New York.
We've established that. Okay. What other iconic tall
structure might be on top of?
We're drawing a blank.
Oh, sorry. Thanks, Shay, for calling.
No worries, mate.
Lee from Woolbra, we've had the guess of Empire State Building, which isn't correct. We're close. We're in the right city. Where on top of the world might we be?
Over the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, the Statue of Liberty. That is correct. Congratulations,
yeah, well done.
Lee. You've won that family pass to Eureka Skydeck.
Oh, wow, cool.
We thought people would go the Statue of Liberty straight away. We thought we'd do something a little bit different, and you got it. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now, I know we have only known each other a couple of months now,
but
one thing I think you would have learned about me pretty quick is I love a challenge.
Yes, that is
if
true.
If I see something, I'm like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And I will do it.
Yeah.
And nothing will really stop me sometimes.
Okay.
And especially another thing you probably learned about me is how much I enjoy food.
Very much. Yeah.
So I was listening to our station, as I do. Mm. You'd like to think so, as
yeah.
I work here.
Yeah.
And an ad came on. I've got a little snippet of it for you. Have a listen.
Can you handle a pizza that's 18 inches wide and has 12 large slices? If the answer's yes, you should enter into Delish Pizza and Grill's Monster Pizza Challenge.
So.
Oh, no. What have you done?
This just, like, it was on the
You heard
press.
That and went, oh, you're trying to have a go at me, radio?
Pretty much. I was like, this sounds like something right up my alley.
Yeah.
Food and a challenge.
Okay.
Now, I have done a few food challenges before in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I have eaten the entire menu of KFC with another person.
Yeah.
That one was hard.
Yeah.
Because that involved a lot of bread.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of burgers. Mm. Another one I've done, I've eaten 50 nuggets in one sitting.
Yeah.
Did the 100 nug challenge with someone. But I feel like you and I need a bonding experience.
Okay.
Because we're both very busy. And what better way to bond than being surrounded by food? So here's the thing. So I did some research, obviously. I went and Googled this Monster Pizza Challenge. And basically it's an 18-inch pizza, so yep. pretty big. And they're having an event coming up
okay.
where you can, whoever eats it the fastest, right?
Mm.
I was like, oh, okay, something different. I've never done a time challenge before either. I've only ever done endurance.
Yeah, okay.
So this is the sprint, not a marathon.
That's
but it's
another...
also a very hard sprint that we're wearing a very weighted vest on.
Yeah, that's another pressure, the time, you know. You got to get it as quick as possible.
Yeah. But with this, though, my parents are very big influences on my life, obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
And after I did the last food challenge, they said, no more. This was after I ate a 1 kilo palmy or palmer.
Mm.
So just picture that for a second.
Well, hopefully your parents aren't listening right now because you're about to say you want to do this pizza challenge.
I want to do the pizza challenge,
okay.
but I do want to make my parents I don't want to say proud, but not annoyed at me for
okay.
doing another food challenge.
Uh-huh.
So my idea is, what if you and I compete as one person? Because everything we do together is like, it's Josh and Maddie. It's
yep.
not just one of us. Like, we're a team. We need a bonding experience. So I'm thinking, I haven't gotten this approved by anybody, but I'm going to say what's going to happen. You and I compete as one person,
uh-huh.
and we'll do it right. Like, we can only take turns eating.
Only one person can eat.
Once you finish a piece, then I'll go in, and we enter in to the Monster Pizza Challenge. Thoughts?
I mean, you seem pretty determined about this idea. I just want to point
out. It's happening whether you want to do it with me or not, but I need a gateway.
I love eating challenges. Like, a little while ago, I did a KFC eating challenge, like, a year or so ago.
Yeah.
I love that stuff, but I have to admit, I struggle. I did pretty well, but I really struggle.
Right.
So it may affect our time a little bit.
Well, I'm happy to carry the team. It's fine.
I'm happy to be carried.
I've trained in this, obviously. I train in it every weekend.
Yeah.
So you're in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, sounds good. I will...
Delish pizza.
Yes.
Out at Delacombe, isn't it?
Yeah, next to Macca's. So if we're hungry afterwards... As my sister would say, we could go get some ice cream and have it melt into the cracks.
Yeah, make sure everything's...
All right, leave it with me. I will do some work today and get us entered in, my friend.
All right.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Because the pizza challenge is happening.
I'm really nervous.
Whether my parents want it to or not.
Yeah, my parents don't care, but they'll be watching going, oh, Josh.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah.
What's hot and what's not.
Thanks to the Western Hotel.
Hot or not time. Have you got one?
I literally just came up with one then as you were asking me.
Okay, fair enough. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay, my one this morning is showering with someone else.
3, 2, 1.
Not.
I'm not. It's an inconvenience.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Well, this is the thing. So whether you're in a relationship or something.
Or it's just with a stranger.
Okay.
What would you do it if you weren't in a relationship with the person?
Oh, well, the reason I talk about it is because an article came up about a mother and a daughter who, she's 19, still shower together. Yep. Not me, obviously.
No, definitely not. Okay, sure, yeah, sure.
I mean, they enjoy it. I think if I had a bigger shower, because my problem is I just, like... So small that I can barely fit in there myself. Why would I want someone else in there?
Yeah, that's true.
It's cramping my style. They're still in the hot water. Or maybe I steal the hot water. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm a not, definitely, for that one. Mine is having leftover bakery items reheated in the microwave for breakfast on a Monday morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
Hot because I'm really jealous because I'm starving.
So good. It's really good. But I keep burning my tongue.
No, you should have done it not in the microwave. You should have used the air fryer. We have one and no one is using it. The air fryer is the unsung hero of reheating.
There is one more meat pie downstairs that's in the fridge. Should we see how it turns out in the air fryer?
Do it. My go-to is about 5 minutes on 190.
For a pie?
Oh, not for a pie. That's for chicken, but same thing.
Okay.
Right?
Same.
KFC and a pie is the same thing, right?
totally similar. We had a breakthrough with our missing bunny.
We have. So it's been a long process, but we've finally found a new lead after getting a photo given to us in a letterbox anonymously.
Yeah.
You then messaged Chris, who used to be a former employee of this building.
Yeah.
And he... had a bit of an insight, apparently.
He did, yeah. It was very cryptic. Chris is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Josh. Morning, Maddie. First of all, Cole. Used to be a former employee of the... What happened to Brett?
You're the one that hasn't come to a games night in a month, mate.
Yeah, your life's just too busy now.
I thought we were going to do that on Friday, and then I didn't get an insight. And I'm sitting at home waiting. But anyway, we can talk about our personal drama another time.
Yeah.
So how have you found the culprit yet?
There has been no further leads apart from your little cryptic message of joint force days ago.
Yeah, was it joint force or joint forces?
I think it was joint force. Joint force, joint forces. Either or, I don't mind.
Okay, I might have meant to say joint forces. I hope I haven't stuffed up. Do you need a new quote?
Yeah, can you just add an S to it?
Hang on, we'll quickly dive into this joint forces one. Our thinking of this is because you wrote it in capitals, so we thought the J and the F might have been initials, which is the initials of our general manager at this building, John Fitzgibbon, JF. Yeah. So that's where that clue has led us. Is that correct in any way, shape or form?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to confirm nor deny that because I think it's better if you have a pretty strong feeling about a suspect, you should just go and confront them. I reckon it's up to you guys to go and confront the general manager and call him a thief.
I'd like to keep my job, please.
Well, that's the only way you're going to find out. Would you like a fresh clue that might shed a little more light on the
thing? Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay. My new clue is the answer you are looking for is right under your nose.
Well, our general manager's office is right underneath us.
Underneath us. It's not John, is it?
Well, no, I don't know.
Is it hiding under this desk in here?
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm at liberty to tell you.
Okay, yeah. Well, we will dive into that. We'll get Lockie on board. He's been very good with the investigation. We'll add it to the board and we'll go from there.
All right.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Is the bunny safe at least? Can I have a sign of life?
What's that?
Can I have a sign of life that the bunny is safe?
Do you want me to send an ear or something? I don't have it. I can't do that kind of thing. You just have to take me on my word that the bunny is safe.
All right. Well, we'll get back to you. Thanks for having a chat. We might be calling you again soon.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Chris.
Chris, he seems really dodgy, don't you think?
Do you reckon he actually knows or is just stirring
the pot?
He could
be just stirring us.
This is like, I don't know, but then there's the photo.
The photo
changes things. I'm very confused. I feel like next step is we...
do a bit of investigation downstairs.
We go on a full-on, what's it called in a... when you look for something, a hunt.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like a ransack kind like of thing. A shakedown.
You mean like a shakedown in a prison. Raid.
Yeah.
Can we get... does Get Your Gear On have SWAT uniforms?
I can make us some little badges. I can get us all the detective outfits if we need.
Yeah, okay,
get
great.
Get Sherlock Holmes. I can get the pipe and then you can get the like the little hat thingy.
Okay, great.
And we'll go for an investigation. Because we've got a whole... yeah. Like, there's downstairs, which is like the sales where like our general manager's office is.
Yeah.
But then there's also a whole basement that no one ever goes into.
Mm.
I reckon we need to go search the basement.
Okay.
Are you in?
The creepy ass basement.
Yep. Are you in?
Yeah. We'll get Lockie on board and we'll be in.
Stay tuned. Will we come back alive from the basement?
I hope so. We've got a show to do tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.